Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Touchdown, Detroit Lions!
You're listening to the best of the Lions.
Oh, baby, how beautiful is that?
A weekly mix of 97.1, the Ticket's best NFL talk to get you ready for game day.
Good morning.
Let's go, baby.
Jim Costa, John Jansen, Heather Park, Gov and Greg behind the glass, Luke Sloan on the updates. John, bullied them in Baltimore.
They did it, and it was absolutely beautiful from start to finish. It was, I mean, going into halftime, it was the great game that we all wanted. And then in the second half, there were answers for everything, and the Lions did what no one thought they could do. Go to Baltimore, prime time, and beat Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry. No one thought that they could do it. No one thought what you heard Dan Campbell say there, to be able to corral Henry and corral Lamar Jackson. Was it 7 sacks? Like, that is unheard of in Baltimore. If that happened at home, you'd be like, oh, okay, well, it's great. Yeah, you know, it's crowd noise. No, that was there. And all of the issues with the offensive line that, oh, hey, you can't go on the road. It's communication issues. 98 and a half yards. Absolutely beautiful.
The second quarter, you get the 11-minute drive. Holy grit. Down the field from their 2 to the end zone. And you also get the Stonewall stand at the goal line.
I hope my voice was in your head last night, because it's all
no
you
more
know,
than usual.
What do I always say when somebody gets hurt, or when you get the ball at the 2 or whatever? It just creates opportunity. It creates opportunity for 98 yards of offense. It creates opportunity for guards to be able to make a statement, for the Lions to be able to make a statement. The coordinators, I thought that was absolutely perfect for both of those guys. Hey, Calvin Shepard, you never called a defense before. You can't possibly be the right hire. Oh, they're promoting from within. They don't get Dennis Allen. They don't get a coordinator that's won a Super Bowl or coached at a Super Bowl or was a former head coach. And then all of a sudden, one of the toughest challenges that you're going to have with Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry, he aces it. And offensive coordinator John Morton, well, we are just, you know, are we more like the Green Bay game, or are we more like Chicago? Well, we don't see the creativity. Well, did you see the creativity yesterday? There wasn't a whole lot of razzle-dazzle, but what they did, they executed to a T.
three fourth down conversions, including on the first drive of the game with the ball as a tone setter, including fourth and one in the red zone where you can't settle for field goals, including on one of the last two drives of the game to ice it. Jared Goff, not a little safe throw, but dropping it in the bucket to Amon-Ra St. Brown. Like,
How accurate was he yesterday?
He had some big throws in the game. It's one of those, hey, if you look at the box score, you see he threw for like 202 yards. No, the throws this guy was making accurately down the field, challenging, got to have it spots, reliably on the road in Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
And we stress that in Baltimore, you bullied Baltimore in Baltimore. 200 rushing yards, no sacks, multiple 95-yard drives. Goal line stand against Lamar.
Yeah, I mean...
John, I mean...
Red zone. 4 of 5 attempts in the red zone, they come away with points. That is, when you're playing against good teams and you have opportunities to put points on the board, you can't miss. You can't swing and then come up empty. They did everything right last night. And yeah, okay, 8 penalties, not great. And some of those penalties took away big plays. But you win time of possession. And what did I say yesterday? If you can keep that offense off the field, like, it doesn't have to be complicated. If they're not on the field, they can't score. 98 yards, 10 and a half minutes. And I know Baltimore comes back and they go right down the field and they score, but it does wear away at their rhythm throughout the course of the game.
Open lines, ticket text flooding in. I'm on 3-4 hours of sleep and I feel like I got 8. I'm in a great mood today. I think Lions fans have a ton to celebrate after last night. In terms of Dan Campbell's regular season games, this was arguably their best. Now, I'd probably put Minnesota ahead because it locked up a division title and a 15-win season. But this was impressive at basically every level of the game.
Mm-hmm.
Ticket text 248-539-9797. When the Lions tell you a game's personal, it means they're going to kick your ass. 2 years ago, what happened in Baltimore, a lot of these guys were there. A lot of them remembered.
Oh, sure.
Text. Guys, can we take a moment and appreciate Dan Campbell? That was his culture yesterday. We punched them in the face. Yeah, like, it's no doubt at the end of that game, 4th down, 3 yards, midfield. Well, you could pin him inside the 10 if Jack Fox can keep his ass on the bench. We're winning the game right now. Vintage Dan Campbell ball. Oh, and no. A lot of talk about replacing Ben Johnson. Ben who? You know, some of that's a nod to Morton, and some of that's an acknowledgement that this was Dan Campbell's offense all along. For anybody that doubted that, you've already highlighted Shepard. That's a tough situation. Baltimore, that two-headed monster. Lamar, after the game, his head's spinning. Like, what did they do? Well, they were spying some, and they dropped some, and they brought some, and they had 3 safeties at times. Lamar was flummoxed in the second half.
Well, and you saw the frustration continue to build. Like, I don't think Baltimore, I don't think they thought that this was, I don't think they thought at all that this was a possibility. You saw the frustration on Lamar's face. Certainly, you saw it on Derrick Henry when he went to the sideline after the fumble. That's the other thing, is if you're going to win big games like this, you got to capitalize in the red zone, and you can't turn the ball over. What was one of the biggest deciding factors of putting that game away? It is the fumble.
Aiden.
It is, I mean, you turn the ball over, and you give a potent offense. And both of those offenses can strike quickly. They can be very dominant. And you don't give Lamar Jackson or Derrick Henry or that team momentum. You don't cut your drives short. You can punt every drive. Every time you possess the ball, it should end in a kick. Hopefully, it's an extra point.
Yeah.
But if it's not an extra point, it's a field goal. If it's not a field goal, it's a punt. You don't give them extra opportunities. And that fumble, turnover battle, how many times do we say it? I go back to, it doesn't have to be complicated. You win the time of possession. You win the turnover battle. You win the battle at the line of scrimmage. And they did on both sides of the ball. You're going to win the game.
It was shot for shot, right? 7-7-7-7. It's 21 all, and someone's got to give. Lions felt unrelenting.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't going to give. And I know they had the one driver. They dropped a couple interceptions. It felt like, oh, you got to get the ball. The fumble at the end of the game is pivotal. Ticket text 248-539-9797. The drives by Baltimore looked easy in the first half. Then you could see the adjustments. Shep was fantastic in this game, his finest hour.
So I know, let's go back and do some, you know, revisionist discussions.
Yeah.
Because, and Dan brought this up after the Green Bay game. I asked him, you know, about the defense, and or maybe you did. I don't know, one of us did. But it was, you know, the adjustments that they made in the second half.
Mm.
And it was, again, the adjustments that they made in the second half against, or, you know, third quarter against Chicago. Like, this is where I think we're starting to see an identity for Calvin Shepard. His ability to shift on the fly, whether it's second half adjustments, second quarter adjustments, that's one of the things that might become. Now, it's only three games, right? I'm not going to crown him anything yet, but his ability to adjust on the fly has so far has been special.
We're getting a lot of this ticket text. Can we stop talking about trading for a pass rusher? I guess we are good.
How many sacks did Al-Quadin have?
Two.
Two and a half.
Yeah, and they had seven as a team.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe they are good. Maybe the football guys know what they're talking about.
If there was ever a test, the greatest would be against Lamar.
Yeah, I mean,
the mobilest of all mobile quarterbacks.
And you get to him seven times?
Man, is this going to be fun today, guys.
Mm.
We got the open lines celebrating today. Makes week one a distant memory. They bullied Baltimore in Baltimore. Back-to-back weeks, the offensive line has hummed, and the offense has hummed. 200 rushing yards, no sacks, back-to-back weeks. Two 95-plus yard drives on the road against one of the best in the NFL. And John, might be Dan Campbell's best regular season win. I think last year Minnesota, where you clinched division, would probably be number one. But you could argue this if you wanted. Like, this was as dominant a performance. They sacked Lamar seven times. They matched them score for score. They were unrelenting. They would not yield. And they broke them open.
Yeah. I'd go back to kind of the game that felt like it really started it all. And I'm not even going back to the Green Bay game where you sent Aaron Rodgers on his way. It's the Kansas City game in Kansas City at Arrowhead.
Tougher place to play reigning Super Bowl champs.
Yeah. And it just, we know what happened that year, right? They go to the NFC Championship game and they don't get it. And we thought, okay, window is open. And I think last night was a statement that, you know, window here is certainly not closed.
Think about this. We had questions. The Lions have answers. How do you replace Ben Johnson? How do you replace Aaron Glenn? How do you replace Frank Ragnow? We have questions. How are you going to get to the quarterback? We have questions. The Detroit Lions just gave you emphatic answers across the board. Check, check, check. Some ticket text. Dan Campbell rolling into the studio with his balls hanging to the wheelbarrow saying, we're good right now. Signed, Chad.
Yeah. Quickly, guys. We got callers and texts here. The word for the day is affirmation. I feel like what I watched last night was the first 2.5 quarters of the Dallas game last year, only they were doing it against the Baltimore Ravens in their house. I haven't seen.
Is there somebody's birthday yesterday? Like, I mean, was it Lamar's birthday? Was it Derrick Henry's birthday? Maybe John Harbaugh? Like, we usually do put these performances up on somebody's birthday.
Well, the Lions make it personal, and they remember 2 years ago. And 2 years ago, it was Brian Branch's birthday when they lost 38-6.
I don't think I've seen a team very much since John Harbaugh's been the coach of the Ravens, and that's been a long time now. Do that
did you
to
see
them
this?
In their place. I know Philly did it last year in a different way defensively, but they bullied them.
This was a beatdown.
I'd have to double check. I swear I saw this is the first time Baltimore's given up 200 yards since 2012, and it snapped like a 56-7 game streak with a sack.
Yeah,
Detroit was able to erase that front.
It was just a complete butt kicking in some ways. I mean, they erased any doubts, right, that they're one of the best teams in the league.
Yeah, and
correct.
You look at, I mean, if you're going to go full, you know, stat nerd on this, 50% on third downs, that's always the goal. You go into a game and you say, we need to be at least 50%. Well, they were 50%. We know Dan Campbell's going to go for it on fourth down. They were 3-for-3. converting on fourth down. The rushing attack, 224 yards. If you put up that number against almost anyone, you're going to win the game because you win time of possession. You win all the little battles that matter in winning the war.
Brandon, Toledo, good morning, 97.1.
How are you guys doing today?
Good morning.
Great. Hey,
pretty damn good.
For me, you don't normally see that type of thing against Baltimore in Baltimore. I heard a stat after the game. I don't know what it was. I think it was Costa had pointed it out to it. I think it was they haven't given them any yards or rushing touchdowns since 2001. But my point that I wanted to get to last night was all about Kelvin Shepard. In a couple of years, he could be up for a head coaching job, and this could be the starting point. I haven't seen Lamar Jackson look confused. Like, what is normally second nature to him, which is no reads there, go and take off. He didn't know when to take off and run.
He was hesitant.
There was a couple of times where his indecisiveness cost them and gave up three or four sacks, which you can point to great coverage. But he started getting in his own head to where there was a couple plays where I felt like if he just runs, they could make a play. But he didn't know what to do. I've never seen that with Lamar Jackson since really his first year when he was learning how to develop as a quarterback. Kelvin yep. Shepard put on a clinic last night. And I'm telling you, if in a couple years when we're talking a potential guy who could be a head coach, this could be that launching point game that they look at the resume where it's like spotlight game. Detroit needed to have a good defensive performance. This was it. I don't doubt it. Very
Look,
impressed.
It's obviously early in his tenure as a DC. We got to talk to him at camp a couple years ago, and we were wowed by the person, not only like, you know, the coach, the person. Then you put that coaching tape out there.
Yeah, I mean, that's way down the road, right?
It
takes a little bit longer for defensive guys to be able to get there. That's
right,
why it took, that's why there was always this buzz about Ben Johnson, and then all of a sudden, hey, there's a little behind-the-scenes buzz about Aaron Glenn, and obviously he ends up getting his job with the Jets. But yeah, they made regular season Lamar look like postseason Lamar.
The stat I was referencing, Justin Rogers had it. Ravens have given up 200 yards rushing in just 9 times in their franchise history. Detroit's 224 is the most allowed in regulation since October of 2012.
Mm.
Statement made.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
There's artificial intelligence, then there's apartmental intelligence. Yep, it's a thing. Apartments.com knows how to find the exact place you have in mind. Want a 3-bedroom condo in a walkable downtown? Done. Or that single family home with a yard and a quiet neighborhood? Easy. With over 1 million rental listings, plus search tools that make moving simple, their apartmental intelligence can get you a place that gets you. Visit Apartments.com, the place to find a place.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We'll start with this. Yesterday here on the show, the guy sitting across from me picked the Lions to defeat the Ravens 38-31. And John Harbaugh ruined your perfect prediction.
Not the first time a Harbaugh has ruined something for me.
Going for two there at the end. Well done, my friend.
Thank you.
Well done. Man. Look, I thought they had a chance. I did not think they were going to win. And that turned to a good old-fashioned Monday night primetime Charm City bullying. And I'm so impressed with the Lions. So impressed with the Lions. And there's a lot to discuss out of last night's game.
Well, that was it's a complete effort. You saw offense and defense making plays all over the place. Special teams did okay. But really, it was timely plays more than anything else. You know, you gave up 30 points in a game. Most more times than not, you're going to lose that game. But the Lions have an offense that can outscore almost any team in the league.
Yeah.
Maybe any team in the league. And they showed last night in hostile territory, they're able to do it. I think there were a lot of questions that were answered last night. I think it was a statement game made by the Lions. Either to the league, to the fans, to the critics, whatever it is. There were a lot of statements made in that game. And I also found it interesting, just from a strategy standpoint, of how each team was going to attack the other. And watching, it was clear to me that the Ravens made it a point to stop Jahmyr Gibbs. Like, they're like, we're not going to let this guy beat us. Okay, fair enough. You know there are other weapons, and the Lions are able to unleash everything else, and then they bring in Montgomery, and Montgomery just ran all over him. And not just because he had the 72-yard run. I mean, he was punishing getting 7 yards a carry on every other carry aside from the 72-yarder. So that was interesting from a standpoint of, you know, how is Baltimore going to attack the Lions? And then the Lions' defense. I mean, you just heard Dan Campbell say it in the update. You got to worry about Lamar. You got to worry about Derrick Henry. But he was like Derrick Henry and Zay Flowers. And Zay Flowers was like a non-factor. Two catches for 13 yards in the game. A complete non-factor. And there you go.
He honestly, I mean, he was one of the most targeted receivers in the NFL going in. He had three targets. They did a nice job eliminating Zay Flowers. But, I mean, so many clutch moments to talk about. And I guess one of the things I really want to get into with the people is, I mean, there's two things that I really want. What's the most important thing moving forward that you took out of last night? And then what's your favorite moment, the best moment of the game? Because there's a bunch to talk about. But there's sort of the micro, which is what's your favorite moment of that game, and the macro, which is what is the most important thing moving forward? What have they proven, shown that they can do? And we've got answers, and we, of course, want yours at 248-539-9797. You heard the end of the morning. Oh, and Jared Goff is going to join us today at 12:30. TJ came in, said he had about an hour and a half of sleep. So obviously Jared's on the same flight. So he's going to sleep a little bit too. And he had the option of doing it tomorrow. He said he wanted to do it today. So 12:30, we'll talk with Jared Goff. 248-539-9797. As you heard near the end of the morning show, our old friend Brian was waiting on hold to talk to us. He's been patient. And Brian, good morning. How are you?
Man, you have every right to stick your chest out. Man, them guys went in there, and I called and jumped on you last week thinking beating the Bears was nothing. Man, they put on a show yesterday. And I don't even like the Lions. That drive showed it. They're one of the top three teams in the league. I was very impressive. Gator, you have every right to stick your chest out and walk around the building like you the man. They are a very impressive team, and I was totally wrong. And calling and hollering at you, man, my bad. You are absolutely right.
The Lions got
something going there.
Thank you,
Brian. They got something going there.
Yeah, they look great last night. It was everything, you know, a pass rush, the offensive line, you know, Jared Goff looked great. It's two straight games he hasn't been sacked. I mean, that's impressive in the NFL to hold teams to hold defenses off the quarterback for two straight weeks.
Gator, I thought the Bears were just some clowns. It ain't that they are clowns, but the Lions, they might have the best offense in the league. I thought it was Baltimore, but the Lions, man, they woo. Gator, you were right, brother. I'm a down the sword. You are absolutely right. Your day, brother. That was a great call.
Brian, don't change.
Out of shit. Yeah, don't. No, we have no problem with it, Brian. I would love to hear you yell at yourself the way you yell at us.
Take care, fellas.
Got me a mid sip on that one.
Kid almost spit out the Celsius all over the keyboard. Yeah, I mean, look, it was really impressive. And, you know, there's so much to take from this game. I almost don't want to answer our questions and just let people answer them and say, yeah, that's mine. Because there's a favorite moment from last night and then the most important thing moving forward. And there's a lot to choose from. But, you know, you said, did they send a message? It really, I don't know if they went in saying, here's our goal, send a message to the NFL. But a message was sent to the NFL last night. And man, does that Green Bay game from a couple weeks ago seem like a long time ago. Especially when think about what happened this weekend. The Packers lost to Cleveland.
Yep.
They completely, they kind of peed away the game. Cleveland didn't do anything. Cleveland was down 10-0, like 4 minutes to go, and managed to win.
Packers didn't do anything either.
Packers didn't do it. So the Packers take an L, an unexpected L. The Bears, who the Lions beat down, annihilated Dallas, which makes the Lions win over the Bears look a little bit more credible. And then this, Ravens.
You left out Minnesota.
Well, Lions haven't interacted with Minnesota.
No, yet. But they're in the division.
There's no like relevant comparison to make yet. That's why I left them out. But I guess in the case of the Ravens had almost taken on a mythical status here in Detroit. Because of the way they annihilated the Lions in the middle of all this. And Lamar Jackson's like a cheat code. Derrick Henry looks like he's built in a lab. And, you know, you've got, how do you stop them?
He's got a fatal flaw, apparently.
Well, I mean, the Lions defense, hats off. Hats off.
They did a great job.
And, you know. So much again. I want to save it. Let everybody because they've the messages and what is the best part about last night and what's most important moving forward. There's a lot to choose from. So here's the best part. Jared Goff joins us at 12:30, but we talk to you next here on Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Ever watch your pet sleep and wonder what they're dreaming about? Maybe it's them chasing a ball on a grassy field next to your new duplex, or catching the frisbee in front of your single-family home. Or perhaps they're zooming around the kitchen of your open-concept condo. Whatever their dream setting looks like, you can rest assured that you'll find the most pet-friendly rental listings on Apartments.com, the place to find a pet-friendly place.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
That just about sums up Monday Night Football, doesn't it? Some combination of and maybe a little and some of this. I want to say to you.
And visually, Farmer Fran.
Exactly. I'm going to throw out an overriding take from the demolition in Baltimore last night. And before people go nuts, just think about what I'm saying and why I'm saying it. That was comprehensively the single best performance regular season in the history of the Detroit Football Lions. Think about what goes into last night. First of all, eliminate all home games. Going on the road against anybody's hard. Going on the road against the Super Bowl team, harder. Going on the road against Super Bowl caliber team in primetime, hardest. Right, Kenny? The box score doesn't indicate what the Lions did last night. Comprehensively, that felt like 70 to 10. I don't know that I've ever seen the Ravens get bullied. And you know what I like about this? This isn't the Kansas City game from a couple of years ago.
I was about to say Derrick Henry falling down.
Okay, stop. Derrick Henry rage falling was the best thing I've ever seen. I could watch it on a loop. What I'm saying is they don't get to say, well, Van Noy's out and Metabique is out. Well, great. So is Aleem McNeil. So is Pascal. So is Davenport. Right. So is Onwuzurike. Both teams had guys out. You dominated both lines of scrimmage. Every fourth down worked. Even I had to ask Cookies about the one late in the game where I'm going, dude, don't you just punt this? And all I got back was he's now taking a picture of himself with the thumbs up from the football show. Mm-hmm. And he sent me that back. I go, okay, no. Doctor.
Oh, no. Once it hit the 2-minute warning, I'm like, they're going for this.
Yes. What they did was body. They bullied the bully. And it is the type of performance that, look, I think it's good for the soul. We talked about, hey, if they go and lose, it's no big deal. They're still an 11-win team to me. If you got bombed, it would have been different. But what I said is if you win, it does make me feel better. Like, I'm open about it. Does it make me feel better about coordinator shuffle? Yes. I've got something on John Morton, but I don't want to empty the bag to start. I have something I think I'm seeing and I'm interested in, and I think he's putting his stamp on the offense. More on that later. The coordinator thing. Now, the D-line thing is fascinating. Because if you would have told me Lamar got sacked 7 times by anyone in football, I would have said that's impossible. Nobody can ever get him down to the ground.
Right. I'd be like, wait, did they play the Browns again?
No. It was the Bob Muhammad quartet. Because Aiden didn't do anything until the fourth quarter. It was... I texted TJ.
I did too. I was like, Bob Muhammad. He's like, Bobby.
Bobby. Do you know, TJ needed wet wipes. It was a big scene on the side. But listen, it was just this idea of all the stunts and spying him, but maintaining your rush lanes. It was perfection. Just overall, Rico, I defer to you is that you've been around it longer than me. I've been here for 25 years. That is the single best game I've ever seen the Detroit Lions play.
Yeah, it was the discipline on the defense of the spy, not falling for the head fake, not falling for whatever Lamar tries to do. Just make the tackle. Your teammates will be there. Mike, going back since I've been a little kid, no, this was the best and most complete Detroit Lions game ever.
They're now a 12-win team.
Ever.
Full like, upgrade from 11 to 12.
It's like they listened to the radio. It's like they heard what the people said, and they had a checklist of everything that, okay, let's see what the people are saying after week one. Oh, this team's not going to be good because we got brand new coordinators, and they don't know what they're doing. So you look at what the offense did. Oh, wow. You're still running trick plays. You're still going for it on fourth down and still making it. You got people running wide open. Check. Looking at the defense, Calvin Shepard, well, you know, he's going to be different. He's not the same, and we don't know how if he can handle it. He dialed up the perfect defense for the Ravens.
In the second half, yes.
So, yeah, check.
First half, no.
Okay, you stopped Derrick Henry. Check. Lamar Jackson, MVP of the league. Lions can't beat a mobile quarterback. Check.
Also,
they did.
Can we talk about that hairdo? What was that? That I'm sorry. You can't win games with that hairdo.
Well, Mike, he's...
That was just... I went, oh, my. I was expecting his fancy braids and, like, you know, Lamar's normally got something going on. I went, oh, dear.
He's in between braids.
He took the helmet off. I went,
You got to take the braids out. You got to wash your hair. And then you re-braid it.
That was something. No, the other thing, too. Listen, we talked about the biggest improvement in the league from week one to week two. Lions offensive line, and we talked about Atlanta's offensive line. They took another step forward this week. I was so glad they actually gave the average fan a little bit of nerding out on the broadcast. Some of these combo blocks where Glasgow and Ratledge are teaming up, or Glasgow and Mahogany, and, you know, Glasgow essentially riding that tackle up to the second level, that's high-level stuff. That's not easy to do,
right?
To take it from a Giants fan. That's not easy to do. The running game, the idea that they were able to line up and pound the rock. Yeah, I texted you, me, and Cookies are in that group text. And I said it. I go, fellas, early in this game, I go, they should just go service academy mode.
Yes.
The Ravens can't stop this.
Mike, you're correct. The fact that they had two 95-plus yard drives where it was just methodical. It was runs. It was... Not just Gibbs hitting the home run, but you had Dave Montgomery.
He was running for his life,
like,
man.
Bruh,
he gave it everything he had for 72 yards.
If he had went to an SEC school, he would have scored, but he didn't. So he got hawked down. But you know what? That's okay.
Yeah.
Because it was the imprint. It was the fact that you went toe-to-toe, and it was a heavyweight battle. It was touchdown for touchdown, and then you made the Ravens flinch, and then you made the Ravens bleed. The Ravens on fourth and one – couldn't punch the ball in. They're trying to do some dipsy-doo, trick-a-roo type of stuff and trying to outdo the Lions. And I'm like,
the words tempo and goal line don't go together. It's not our, as I put in the text to you last night, that's not a Detroit problem. That's a Baltimore problem. I don't care. I can't repeat. I said, because Cookies is like, what's your problem with it? I go, I just like seeing coaches do bleephead stuff. Like John Harbaugh going hurry up at the goal line.
Right.
The only thing better was Derrick Henry rage falling.
Right.
It's the only better thing.
But yeah, it was like you won every fourth down battle. They lost every fourth because I count fourth down as turnovers. You stopped them twice on fourth down. You forced the fumble. You had that team so discombobulated. They were sitting there yelling at each other because no one expected that. And here's the thing. When you did the schedule game and everybody in the city of Detroit and everybody and who follow NFL football all did the schedule game for the Lions, everybody marked that game down as a loss. It was the most conceivable loss that they had on their schedule. It was the toughest place to play against Lamar Jackson. Things didn't go well the last time. No one saw this one coming.
That was demolition. And again, that's the type of game that allows you to feel like it's a Super Bowl team. Like, I don't like the blind faith stuff. That's why I've always struggled with religion. I don't like the, well, it's going to be this way because I want it this way. No, show me. Now, once you do that, I have no problem telling you, yeah, it's you, it's Philly, it's Green Bay. And you and Green Bay are going to have a war this year.
I mean, it makes Thanksgiving Day that much sweeter.
Yeah. No, see, here's my problem with Thanksgiving Day. It's a short week. I don't like these games that put teams in a 72-hour window. You're right about the importance of it. I'd rather see that game on Sunday night.
But here's the beauty. It's a short week for both teams.
I know. I just don't like it. Anybody gets banged up, they can't play.
I understand.
I know. It's a me thing. Don't worry about it. But I would love to know your biggest takeaway from the game, guys. Because Rico said it. It's a checklist that for a night, every concern turns into calm.
Yeah.
And you buried. You don't go on the road and do that to good teams. The Ravens damn near wanted to kill each other.
It was, and it was better than Kansas City a few years ago because
way better.
Because I'll still say that Kansas City was missing some key pieces early on in that game. Yes, you won, but this one was, there was no asterisk next to it. There was no excuse. This was better than when you beat Green Bay,
but what it was,
even though you couldn't go to the playoffs.
But what it was is a Super Bowl level.
It was. Right?
It's a Super Bowl level that this team has to, they've got to dial that up 2-3 more times this year.
Right.
And preferably in the month of January.
Right.
That's what it takes to win playoff games.
Right. It was the Lions looking at the AFC saying, is this your king? Is this your king?
I'll tell you one thing. You want to talk about, it's not our problem, but it's fun to now be able to watch as an outsider. Look who plays this week. Baltimore, Kansas City, both 1-2. The winner is going to feel just fine. The loser, it's going to be full-blown panic. Again, not our problem, their problem.
Let's see who the referees like more.
You know that answer. but I want to hear what people have to say about it. So, again, the John Morton thing, I've got a little something for you next we can do. I'm interested because I'm seeing a shift from personnel groupings and formation, and it might work for this team. If this offensive line is going to play this way, and defensively, look, it's a lot of no-name guys. But comprehensively from the scheme, from the way the game was called, everybody doing their singular job, it felt very Patriot-esque in that regard. Old Patriots, not
Jack
this.
Campbell coming up with, like, everybody. You're right.
TJ's guy.
Bob Muhammad.
Bobby. I just want to know, can we get a single Bob Muhammad jersey sold at the team store?
No.
Come on. He's going to be their starting DN the rest of the year. Somebody's got to rock a Muhammad jersey. Could we get TJ one?
Oh, yeah, TJ would. But, yeah, watching him, I was just like, I could just see Brad Holmes saying, and this is why we didn't have to go and get anybody. We had Muhammad.
Now, for a night, go ahead. Touch your chandelier. You still need to add somebody. David, Kenny, we'll get your thoughts momentarily. 248-539-9797. Your biggest takeaway. For me, that's the type of game I needed to see to feel like, okay, they've got that in their bag. They are capable of getting to that level. Absolutely. Talk about them for the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to make you do it before I say it. Otherwise, I'm just Joel Klatt.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Ever watch your pet sleep and wonder what they're dreaming about? Maybe it's them chasing a ball on a grassy field next to your new duplex, or catching the frisbee in front of your single-family home. Or perhaps they're zooming around the kitchen of your open-concept condo. Whatever their dream setting looks like, you can rest assured that you'll find the most pet-friendly rental listings on Apartments.com, the place to find a pet-friendly place.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.